WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Now for the 10 Federal Credit Union starting lineups for Louisiana Monroe and Coach Mona Martin in her 18th year. Number 12, Alexa Tugler, a 5'10 junior. She's from Monroe. Her twin sister, number 21, Alexa Tugler, 5'9 junior. Number 32, Christina Gray. She is a 5'9 sophomore from Winfield, Louisiana. Number 22, Jasmine Shaw, a 5'10 junior from Flower Mound, Texas. And number 20, the post player, Ashley Simmons, 6'1 a junior from Hawkins, Texas. For Middle Tennessee, Iceland Eli, Courtney Jones, both seniors playing their last home game. Ebony Rowe playing in the middle, a junior from Lexington, Kentucky. Janae Brinkley making her second start of the season out of Maryland, a 5A junior. And Caroline Warden, also her second start, a 5'6 freshman. Raiders in white, and the tip won by Middle Tennessee. It's picked up by Ebony Rowe in the backcourt to Caroline Warden. We are underway. Glad to have you with us on this Saturday afternoon. Brinkley gets the ball into Eli, double-teamed, back to Janae Brinkley on the left wing. Out on top it comes to Eli. Right side, Courtney Jones. All the way in the opposite corner, it goes to Warden, and she had her foot on the end line out of bounds, so it will go to Louisiana Monroe on the turnover. The Warhawks in maroon and white up to the center line. It goes to Jasmine Gray, to Alexa Tugler, over to her twin sister, Alexa. Out on top it comes to Simmons. One dribble, comes down the left side of the lane, feeds in the corner, shot away and good. That is Shaw out of the corner. And that is a two. It was very close to being a three. Monroe on top by a score of 2-0. They never led in the game in Monroe, as Middle Tennessee won down there 66-48. Here's Courtney Jones to Brinkley, drives the baseline up with a shot off the glass, overshot it. Rebound, Ebony Rowe, and she'll score. The all-time leading offensive rebounder in Middle Tennessee basketball. Got another one there, and there's almost an over and back by one of the Tugglers. Alexa feeds it over on the left side to Shaw. It's 2-2 early. Into Simmons. Simmons spins. Shot blocked by Ebony Rowe. She gets it back. Crowd wanted a travel call to Gray. Back to Simmons. No good. Another block inside. I think another one by Ebony. And it's picked up by Janae Brinkley. Game tied at 2 points apiece. Middle Tennessee in front court as they go right to left as we view it here at the Murphy Center. Out to Ebony Rowe. Left side, Courtney Jones. Feeds inside. Eli, great position. Laid it up and scored. Eli with a basket, and the Raiders take the lead at 4-2 and pressing. In backcourt, this is Shaw. Almost had it knocked away by Courtney Jones. Gets it over to Christina Gray. Gray gets it into the front court to Alexa Tugler out of the corner. A three-point shot, no good. Missed there by Shaw, and the Raiders with the rebound. Caroline Warden works it across the timeline. Monroe going man-to-man early. Brinkley gets it to Ebony Rowe. Back outside, Caroline Warden for three, and she drills it. Caroline Warden, the walk-on freshman, gives Middle Tennessee a 7-2 lead as Monroe brings it down. The ball knocked out of bounds, and it will belong to the Warhawks under the basket. 17-14 to play in the opening half. Raiders on top, 7-2. Monroe scored first. The Raiders have answered with seven straight. There's a jumper left side missed by Alexa Tugler, and the rebound to Middle Tennessee's Janae Brinkley. In the corner, Courtney Jones. Jones, oh, found Eli wide open under the basket. She actually threw it over Ebony Rowe, who was posted on the low block to the other block, and Ebony saw it go into the hands of Eli, who scored. 9-2. Long pass down to one of the Tugglers, and Ebony Rowe blocks that shot out of bounds. Ebony coming into the game with 27 blocked shots already. Has picked up two or three here early. Coming out of the game is Christina Gray, and in is Hunter for Monroe, and the shot missed by Gray. Tied up on the rebound, Elixir Tugler and Ebony Rowe. Alacia Hunter, a 6'1 freshman, in the game now for the Warhawks. They're having a little trouble getting it in. They do get it into Shaw down the baseline, out to Simmons. Simmons skip pass. Oh, good pass and a good position inside by Hunter, who laid it in. And it is 9-4 Middle Tennessee. Caroline Warden works it across the line to Janae Brinkley. Brinkley on the left wing, top of the key, Eli. Courtney Jones, left side. One of the Tugglers on her. They will guard her closely in three-point land. She spins inside and is called for steps as she was trying to negotiate for a layup. Kiki Stewart will check in for Janae Brinkley. Kiki out of Oak Ridge, a 6'1 junior. Raiders set up in a 2-2-1 zone press. Leading by a score of 9-4. In backcourt, here's Alexa Tugler. Just about to the 16-minute mark. And Tugler double team, gets it over to her twin sister, Elixir. Over in the right corner it comes. Shaw back to Elixir Tugler. In the circle, drives the left side of the lane, throws up a wild shot that misses, and Caroline Warden comes away with a loose ball. Works to the right corner. Circles back on the dribble, brings it back out front. 9-4, Middle Tennessee leading. Feeds left wing to Courtney Jones. Jones looking inside. Pass is going to be deflected. Raiders got a break there as she tried to hit Eli inside. And one of the Warhawks just got a hand on it. We come to the first media timeout. 15:27 remaining in the first half. With timeout to score, Middle Tennessee 9 and Louisiana Monroe 4. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's 3 Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Have you ever noticed in some radio commercials the really speedy part towards the end that you can't understand? Well, those of us at TVA and your local power company think that's a huge waste of energy, and we know energy. Take, for example, the highly efficient electric heat pumps available through our Energy Right program. Heat pumps save energy by transferring heat into your home, leaving you comfortable all winter long. So, in no uncertain terms, if your old furnace is becoming a waste of energy, go to EnergyRight.com or call your local power company.
Brought to you by Murfreesboro Electric Department and Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation.
The home of the Blue Raiders. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
If the Blue Raiders win today's game or games, you win. You can take your ticket stub to a Rutherford County Sonic location and receive a free item with purchase. Good for 48 hours after each home win. If you don't have a ticket stub, you can go to GoBlueRaiders.com and print out the coupon. Either way, you win at Sonic. Raiders play it in front court, leading 9-4. Caroline Warden, three, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe. Back to Caroline, quickly over to Courtney Jones, has the pass stolen away by the quick hands of Elixir Tugler. Tugler bounces it out front to Simmons at long range. Simmons shoots an 18-foot straightaway shot, no good, got her own rebound, spins inside, and is fouled there by Ebony Rowe. Ebony tried to take a charge, didn't really have time to get set up, and will draw the foul, first foul of the ball game. At the line, Ashley Simmons will shoot two. Simmons had a career night at Western Kentucky on Wednesday with 24 points, 17 rebounds, and knocks in the first free throw for her first point today. 9-5, Middle Tennessee leading. Simmons also has that double-double against Weston, was her seventh of the season. Second shot, good. Cuts the Raider lead to 3 at 9-6. Caroline Warden in backcourt flips it over to Courtney Jones. Courtney Long pass to Lauren March, who just came in, and she gets double-teamed near the sideline, gives it back to Courtney. Oh, great pass, and Lauren March missed a point-blank layup. Rebound going to Louisiana Monroe, over to Hunter. It was a great pass from Courtney Jones, and there's a ball stolen away by Courtney from one of the Tugler twins. Over on the left side, Caroline Warden started to shoot, held back. Fans wanted to try to urge her to shoot. Now Courtney feeds inside, and it's a bad pass. Lauren March not expecting it. They just weren't together on that, and Monroe picks it up. Here's Tugler. She'll fire a long three. That's good. Elixir Tugler. Had a little bit of lady luck riding with that shot. Coach Ensel will take a timeout here as Monroe has come back to tie the game at 9 points apiece. We'll keep it right here and ask you if you've been by the Grumpy Book Peddler yet. Well, if not, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. They have over 40,000 used books in every category. Also have audio books and tapes of your favorite TV shows, science fiction, romance, mystery, westerns, history. They'll have something there that you will like. Grumpy's was voted the best used bookstore in the Ruthies. They're located at 1111 Memorial Boulevard across from O'Charlie's, the Grumpy Book Peddler. Go by and see him. Shanice Kaysen has checked in for Caroline Warden. Over to Courtney Jones the ball goes. Baseline jumper is no good. And the rebound taken by Ebony Rowe, and she was fouled. Hunter picks up the foul. First team foul on Monroe. Raiders get it out of bounds under the basket. Kaysen puts it in play to Courtney Jones. 9-9, we are tied. 13:49 left in the first half. Out to Kiki Stewart. Kiki came back in at that last timeout. Oh, backdoor pass to Eline. Harris, her shot blocked by Hunter. That was just an outstanding defensive effort by Hunter with a clean block. Now the ball down the baseline. Jay Shin is in the game for Monroe. She's a dangerous three-point shooter. Out to Elixir Tugler, over to Gray, or Shaw it is, drives the baseline. Ball deflected out of bounds off one of the Raider defenders. It'll go to the Warhawks under the basket. 11 seconds to shoot. 13:20 to play in the first half. 9-9 the score. Tugler long holding it, and did they take a timeout? They got the timeout called before the 5 second count caught them. So Monroe will still have possession after this 30 second timeout. First half of our game today brought to you, as always, by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. This is the Raiders' final home game. We'll have the legends at halftime, and then the presentation of Senior Day for the women immediately following the game. For the men, we'll have the Senior Day activities before their game, and the legends will be introduced at halftime of the men's game. A lot going on today. Ball put in play to Hunter. Breaks down the baseline. Shot no good. Out of bounds. And what do we got? It's Middle Tennessee's ball. They say it went off Hunter. Our officials today, Jules Gallion, Bill Lawrence, and Meta Roberts. Had Meta Roberts at the Monroe game down there earlier. Here's Courtney Jones. Kiki Stewart open from three. Left side. Missed it. Rebound underneath Eli. She'll put it up and in. Eli picked off that errant three-pointer and laid it back in for two. It's 11-9. Raiders pressing. Ball goes to Shaw. Shaw feeds to Hunter. Quick shot away, no good. And a rebound. Fans thought it was a foul, and there's a charge on Simmons, who was over the back of Ebony Rowe on the rebound. The fans were calling for a foul there, and then just a moment later, she did foul by plowing into Rowe, who took the charge. And the Raiders have the ball in backcourt, leading 11-9. Shanice Kaysen to bring it down. Kaysen works against what looked at first like a zone, but it's a man-to-man. Over to Courtney Jones, into the circle, over to Kaysen, left side. Kaysen gets a screen from Ebony Rowe, drips across the top of the key, comes right side to Courtney Jones, out front to Ebony. Shot clock under 10. Kaysen, high post. Kiki Stewart lost it, got it back. Shot blocked by Hunter, picked up by Shin, and over it comes to Elixir Tugler. Tugler working outside around the screen from Hunter. Backs it up, gives to Shin. Shin hit three three-pointers against us at Monroe. Over to Hunter, turnaround jumper good. Alicia Hunter makes it 11-11. Game tied for the third time. Here's Shanice Kaysen to Courtney Jones. Long three left side. That's off the mark. Chased down by Ebony Rowe, who is pushed out of bounds. I don't know if they're going to call a foul or not. They do on Jay Shin. That'll be her first. Team's third. We've come to the media timeout. 11:38 to play in the first half. Timeout with a score. Middle Tennessee 11 and Louisiana Monroe 11. From Nelligan Sports, Middle Tennessee basketball coming to you on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents David Wilson and Floyd Wilson.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
You can read all about today's games and all Blue Raiders sports in the Daily News Journal. DNJ is Rutherford County's first source for news, sports, and much more. Visit DNJ.com today. I think Adam Sparks is here doing double duty today, covering both games for the DNJ. Raiders ball, Janice Johnson has checked in for the first time. There's the ball into Eli. Three-point shot, no good. Janice has the rebound, put it on the floor and lost it. Shin comes up with it for Monroe. Gives the ball back to Elixir Tugler. Inside it goes to Hunter. Spin shot over JJ is no good. She had to alter that shot. Here's Caroline Warden down to Courtney Jones. Feeds inside. Ebony Rowe back to Courtney. Three on the left side is no good. Rebound. JJ fighting for it, but coming up with it, Hunter for Louisiana Monroe. They're on a 9-2 run after the Raiders had led 9-2, and now it's 11-11. Here's a shot missed. That is Shanice Brooks in the game for Monroe for the first time. Raiders with the basketball now in the front court, 11-11. Ebony Rowe holding out on the left wing on top. Janice Johnson back to Caroline Warden. Warden looking in to Courtney for three straight away. Missed it. Rebound taken by Shin for Monroe. Over it comes to Jasmine Shaw. Down to Elixir Tugler. And the ball kicked out of bounds by Courtney Jones. As checking in will be Lakin Leonard. She'll be in for JJ. Lakin Leonard in for the first time. A 5'10 junior from Whitleyville, Tennessee. Raiders trying to find some combination that works here after jumping out to a 9-2 lead. It's now 11-11. Christina Gray back in for Monroe, replacing Shaw. Shin to inbound. Throws it long and in play to Simmons. Simmons came back in the game for Hunter. Left side to Elixir Tugler down to the base. baseline over to Simmons in the circle. Simmons will shoot out there. Now pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound taken inside by Eli. Iceland gives the ball to Caroline Warden. Raiders push it into front court in an 11-11 game. Out to Ebony Rowe, holding on the left wing. Eli to Caroline Warden. Back to Courtney Jones. Backs it up. Deep on the right side. Puts it on the floor. Drives left. Shoots with the left hand and missed the layup. Went in and out. Here is Alexa Tugler. In the corner it goes to Taylor, who's in the game, and she throws it into the Raider bench where Shanice Kaysen makes a nice save. Jasmine Taylor, a 5'9 freshman with that turnover. And Caroline Warden brings it down for the Raiders, 11-11. 9.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Over to Courtney Jones. Got an 18-footer off the rim, no good. Rebound caroms out to Caroline Warden. She'll back it up. Warden comes left to Courtney on the wing. Back to Caroline. Open three in the air. That one is good. Second three for Caroline Warden. And the Raiders lead 14-11. Raiders press in backcourt. Alexa Tugler over to Taylor. Got it up to Brooks. Back to Taylor. She'll drive in the lane and almost double dribbled. Somehow managed to hit a bank shot inside to make it 14-13. Here's Caroline Warden in the front court. Feeds left side, Courtney Jones. Screen from Eli. Courtney comes back toward the middle, back to Caroline. And a whistle and a foul. It's on Monroe. Brooks picks up the foul, her first, team's fourth. Alexa Tugler back in for Alexa Tugler. Thanks to Coach Martin for keeping one of them on the bench. Now, and coming in will be number 40, Tyler Holly, a 6'2 sophomore in for the first time. 14-13, Raiders lead. Out of bounds play into Lakin Leonard in the right corner. Back to Warden. Comes left to Courtney Jones. Drives to the foul line. In the corner to Lakin Leonard. Looks into the post. Nobody there. Back to Caroline. 8:20 to play in the first half. Warden works around a screen from Eli. And that will be a foul on Iceland on the screen. That'll be her first, second team foul. Monroe gets the ball out of bounds. Raiders set up in a press in the backcourt. This is a more of a man-to-man press, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Courtney Jones. So they'll put it in play again. And this will be Taylor to inbound. Taylor looking, got it in to Holly. Over to Taylor. Taylor drives in the lane, kicks it out to Shin. She traveled. Turnover will give it back to Middle Tennessee with 8:07. This game reminiscent of the first half of the South Alabama game, which was very ragged, and it's been that way today. We're approaching the 8-minute mark. Over to Lakin Leonard on the left wing. Comes outside to Eli. Open three in the air and off the rim, rebounded by Holly to Taylor. Long pass ahead. Eli's going to intercept that, and it's saved by Lakin Leonard. Over to Caroline Warden. Warden in front court. 14-13, Middle Tennessee. Lakin Leonard. Rowe inside. Eli off the glass on the assist from Ebony Rowe. Iceland Eli caught it in midair and banked it home. 16-13 Raiders. Here in front court is Tugler working to the right side. Starts down the baseline, gets double team, feeds inside. Ball knocked free by Eli and picked up by Lakin Leonard. Raider defense takes it away and Caroline Warden will bring it down with 7 minutes to play in the first half. And the Raiders leading by three. Ball out to Eli, over to Caroline Warden. She'll back it up, gets a screen from Eli, comes driving right, takes it all the way, shoots the layup and scores. 8 points for Caroline Warden here in the first half, and the Raiders lead by five. Shin launches a three, no good. Rebound, second by Ebony Rowe. And Shin, trying to rebound her own missed shot, committed the foul. We'll have the media timeout with 6:38 remaining in the first half. Timeout on the floor with the score, Middle Tennessee 18 and Monroe 13. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Many serious illnesses can be caught by a regular doctor visit. Middle Tennessee Medical Center and the St. Thomas Health Network have partnered together to give you immediate access to the best care in the area by creating Middle Tennessee Medical Group. With two conveniently located patient offices, the physicians of Middle Tennessee Medical Group are dedicated to the health and well-being of families in Rutherford County and the surrounding communities.
To schedule an appointment, call 615-895-3233 or visit our website, MiddleTennesseeMedicalGroup.com.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Blue Raider basketball brought to you in part by Sam's All-American Sports Grill at Stone River Mall in Murfreesboro, Hillsboro Village in Nashville, and Hendersonville. Sam's features $5.99 luncheon specials each weekday and $2.99 late-night Sammy's to cure your crave after the game. Join us at Sam's every Monday night for Rick Hensel Live at 6, Kermit Davis Live at 7. Raiders put it in play, leading 18-13. The ball goes inside to Ebony Rowe, spins no good, got her own rebound, carries it out to Caroline Warden. Ebony being doubled and triple teamed every time she gets the ball, which is, I guess she's about gotten used to that by now. Here's Lake and Leonard out on the left wing to Eli, holding top of the key. Cranks it over to Caroline Warden, started to shoot. Comes back to the middle now, shot clock's down to 8. Warden comes right, high post. Eli, turnaround shot right side, off the rim, no good. Rebound picked off by Hunter, who's back in there for Monroe. Gets it ahead to Shaw, to Tugler. Jumper in the lane is good. That is Alexer Tugler, number 12. 18-15, Raiders by 3. Here's Warden in front court. Left side, Lake and Leonard. Comes on top to Ebony Rowe. They'll give her some room out there. She'll not shoot from 3. Caroline Warden for 3, misses, and we've got a foul. This is on Elixir Tugler. That's her first. Sixth team foul. Raiders will put it in play under the basket, leading by 3 with 5:22 left in the half. And it comes to Ebony Rowe. Fresh shot clock. Outside, we've got a foul now on Lake and Leonard on an illegal screen. That'll be her first, team's third foul. And with 5:20 to play, Monroe gets it back. Raiders set up in a press. Another whistle. Got blocked out of that one by the official, but it was knocked out by Middle Tennessee, so Warhawks will put it in play again. Middle Tennessee denying the inbounds pass, and they finally get it in. Shaw has the ball deflected by Courtney Jones, and it goes through the basket. Courtney deflected the ball away. It went high in the air and fell through the basket. Give it to Courtney, who's been shooting in tough luck today. There's a three out of the corner, no good. And Eli, the rebound. It's 20-15, Middle Tennessee. Ball down to Ebony Rowe, knocked away from her and taken by Jasmine Shaw for the Warhawks. Out it comes to Alexer Tugler. Works to the right side. Over in the corner to Alexer. Comes down the baseline, feeds it across the lane. And a travel as the Warhawks turn it over. It'll be turnover number 9 for Monroe. Shanice Kaysen checks in for Caroline Warden. And Janae Brinkley, who started today, checks back in for Lakin Leonard. 4:37 left in the half, and the Raiders leading 20-15. And that coming after the most unusual basket of the season, credited to Courtney Jones. Courtney's got it on the left wing. Starts into the lane, feeds the ball in the corner. Brinkley back out to Kaysen. Shanice penetrates, gets it into Eli. Off the glass, scores. Iceland's got 10, and the Raiders lead 22-15. Monroe down quickly, and they get an easy two from Jasmine Shaw as they beat the press. 22-17. Here's Kaysen in front court. Raiders with a 5-point lead. Over to Brinkley. Janae looking in. Coming outside to Ebony Rowe. Courtney Jones, right wing, with the ball on the floor. Got a screen from Ebony. Fires a three, and she drills it. Courtney Jones from three. That weird basket may get her going here. 25-17. And again, Monroe beats the press down the floor, and a driving layup is scored there by 21, Elixir Tugler. 25-19. That's two straight trips. Monroe has just gotten the ball down very quickly and hit a layup. Here's Brinkley out on top to Eli. Swings it right to Courtney. Open three in the air and off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Tugler. She's going to come right down the middle. Feed it over on the, or out in the middle. It goes to the other Tugler, and she hits a three. That's number 12, Alexer Tugler. Each one of them has a two and a three, each one with 5 points today, and it's 25-22, and Monroe back to within three. Here's Kaysen. Over to Janae Brinkley, right side, 12-foot jumper, good. Janae gets her first two of the game, and it's 27-22. Middle Tennessee leading. Here comes Tugler, quickly into front court to the trailing Shaw, who'll break it left of the lane. Jump shot in the air, no good. Rebound taken by Eli. Now Kaysen with a little over 2 minutes left in the half to Janae Brinkley on the right wing. Raiders leading 27-22, and a travel call on the Raiders. May have been on Brinkley. We've got a media timeout, 2:08 remaining in the first half, with timeout the score. Middle Tennessee 27 and Monroe 22. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Hey fans, take a time out with the Blue Raiders' favorite bread, Bunny Bread. Packed with complex carbohydrates and that fresh, delicious taste you love, Bunny Bread is the perfect source of energy for the Blue Raiders in today's game. For breakfast, lunch, or game time snacks, Bunny gives you the taste you want and the nutrition that you need. Treat yourself to a bag of Bunny Bread or Bunny Buns today.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Well, the Blue Raiders hope this game goes their way. When you need a big decision to go your way, contact McKerner, Catron & East Law Firm, located on the square in Murfreesboro, or you can check them online at mcelaw.com. A lot of turnovers in the first half. 10 for Middle Tennessee, 9 for Monroe. The Raiders, 12 out of 30. For 40%, Warhawks 9 out of 25 for 36%. Taylor gets the ball to Shaw. Right side jumper is good by Christina Gray. Gets her first two of the game, and it's 27-24. And the Raiders can't seem to shake away from this Warhawk team that's playing very tough defensive basketball here. The ball inside to Ebony Rowe, double teamed and tied up by Gray, who was double teaming along with Simmons and one of the Tugler twins. Raiders get the possession arrow, and it'll be Courtney Jones under the basket to inbound it in the corner to Lakin Leonard. Back to Caroline Warden. Warden came back in during the timeout, as did Kiki Stewart, who's in there for Eli. Warden comes right all the way, puts a shot up, and it did not beat the clock. As the buzzer sounds, the ball will go to Monroe. Into Alexa Tugler in front court. Tugler double team, gets it over to Taylor. She'll come right, put up a jumper, no good. And out of bounds, it will go to Monroe with 1:14 left until intermission. 27-24, and a timeout taken by the Warhawks here. Give us an opportunity to give you some good news. Well, at least good news for one of our fans. Intersource and DirecTV have been promoting the giveaway of a new flat screen television and a free year of DirecTV service from Intersource. And we've had people register at GoBlueRaiders.com. And we have the winner today, and that is Greg Beatty. Greg Beatty is the winner of the flat screen TV and a free year of DirecTV service, courtesy of Intersource and DirecTV. Congratulations, Greg. He's one of our good fans. Ball into Simmons. Spinning move inside. She'll score. Simmons, they set that play up during the timeout, and it's 27-26. The Raiders lead cut to one. Ball in the left side. Courtney Jones for three, and she answers with an MTMC three, her second of the game. And here's a travel called on Taylor on the other end. The Raiders lead 30-26, and will have the ball in back court. Lauren March also checked back in during that timeout for Middle Tennessee. So the Raiders have knocked down four MTMC threes here in the first half. Ball to Lakin Leonard. Out to Iceland Eli. Top of the key. Left to Courtney Jones. Courtney guarded by Alexa Tugler. Drives into the lane. Stops. Puts a shot up. It's blocked. And the ball picked up by Tugler. Tugler very quick. Driving against Caroline Warden. Lays it up and overshot it and missed it. Loose ball picked up by the Warhawks. Out it comes to Taylor. Taylor will back it up. 15 seconds left in the half. Taylor comes right, drives all the way through, and lays it in. 30-28. Here's Caroline Warden in front court. Back to Courtney Jones. 3-2. There's a three in the air, short, as the first half comes to an end. Halftime at the Murphy Center with a score. Middle Tennessee, 30. And Louisiana Monroe, 28. Stay with us for our MTMC halftime show. That'll be coming your way next from Elegant Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
The Boulevard has over 25 HD TVs, 30 beers on tap, all the sports packages, great pizzas, wings, burgers, sandwiches, all to satisfy your hunger. Happy hour from 11 to 7 with $2 domestic beers and $2 liquor drinks, as well as their new Bushwhacker frozen cocktail. The Boulevard is now the official home for all Blue Raider football road game listening and viewing parties. On the road, game days, don't forget to come over and experience the Blue Raiders at their new home away from home, the Boulevard, corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Hey, hey, TOA, hey, hey, What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
It always seemed like no big deal at the time. But son, you better be listening when I tell you don't drink and drive. Cause we'll be out there waiting around each hill and dale. And if you're drinking and driving, we'll haul your butt to jail. Hey, hey, hear me say, from Morristown to Monterey and everywhere in between, Blitz Marks, you know what I mean.
Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Slam dunk, home run, touchdown. No matter how your team scores, you'll win big when you serve tender, juicy pork. Chip Walters here reminding you to grill pork tenderloin for simple pork and chili wraps, slow cook spicy pork tortas, or serve up sweet and smoky Mediterranean back ribs. With so many ways to satisfy, pork is perfect for cheering on your team. For more delicious game day meal ideas, visit porkbeinspired.com. Brought to you by Tennessee's pork producers.
WGNS, AM-FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back and welcome in to our MTMC halftime show brought to you by Middle Tennessee Medical Center, the official hospital system of the Blue Raiders. MTMC, a member of St. Thomas Health. We're having legends introduced from women's basketball here at halftime, and many of those you will recognize not only by name, but by their features, as Brandy Brown, Chelsea Lyman, Jackie Pickle, Anne Marie Lanning, Molly McFadden, just a few of those who are being brought out. 30-28, Middle Tennessee leading at halftime. We'll take a break and back with Cal Turnham. We're going to talk some tournament basketball after we come back from this timeout. Stay with us now as the MTMC halftime show continues on the Blue Raider Network.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word b-
on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, two E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beep are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beep or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with two crucial pickles. I've got no with that. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
Guys, you wouldn't send someone else to a jewelry store to pick out a diamond for the woman you love. The only way to know the quality is to see the diamonds yourself. At Shane Company, our diamond buyers also have to see the diamonds firsthand. That's why they go to the diamond cutters in Antwerp, Tel Aviv, and Mumbai and handpick the diamonds with the most sparkle from within each grade. Because we buy so many diamonds, negotiate hard, and pay cash, we get the best prices. Most other jewelers buy their diamonds sight unseen from middlemen and are forced to pass those markups on to their customers. See what your money buys elsewhere, then come to Shane Company for a diamond that sparkles beautifully and a price that will amaze you.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back to the Murphy Center, and welcome back to our MTMC halftime show. Dick Palmer joined by Kyle Turnham. We've just had the conclusion of the introduction of the legends of women's basketball at Middle Tennessee. Kyle, you and I were both here during the, I guess, the late 70s, 80s, when a lot of these women played. It's always good to see them come back.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's like a homecoming, I guess, if you will, for basketball. And, you know, to see them now and see what they've accomplished as professionals, but to having had the opportunity to watch them as players, it's really special.
And then from our recent teams, to see Jackie Pickle and Brandy Brown, Chelsea and Anne-Marie, and all those great favorites here.
Well, Lady Raider basketball has always been great here. And from Larry Joe all the way through Jim Davis, Lewis Bivens, Stephanie Smith, and obviously now Coach Ensel, you know, it just keeps on getting better.
Well, we'll be heading to Hot Springs in the not-too-distant future. Both teams will be headed down that way, hopefully with the number one seed. The men have already accomplished that. The women still have that task in front of them, but we hope a large delegation of our fans follow us, and they have in the past.
Yep, and, you know, one of the benefits of this year's schedule, it has changed from years past. In years past, the tournament started on Saturday, went Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
Now they've changed it where this tournament is starting on Friday, going Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So it's not quite as tough of an undertaking for a family or someone else to get there and obviously hopefully take in two championship games on Monday and then, you know, either come back to Murfreesboro that evening or come in, you know, the next morning. So hopefully that change will be a positive, as well as the fact that it's our last trip to Hot Springs.
Correct. And the ticket prices, the ticket books are $83, and that will admit you to every single game if you want to go see that much basketball, and I know some fans do.
Yeah, it's a really great event. It's a unique facility in the sense that you have the arena floor, but then you also have the auxiliary floor, which is all under the same roof. And it's a great environment. It's neat to see fans, obviously, from other schools there. And, of course, you know, we think it's Murphy Center because the arena floor is royal blue, just like Murphy Center is. And this year, especially with us leaving the Sun Belt, we want to leave it royal blue.
Well, that's exactly right. And always an exciting time. And I like the atmosphere there because the pep band will come out as the team leaves the arena and give them a kind of a mini concert and big send-off along with the cheerleaders.
Yep, it's a really neat, it's a neat thing to have the tournament in one location. You know, a lot of conferences obviously split their tournaments up. So this is an opportunity as a Blue Raider fan to be there to support both the women and the men. and get treated to some fantastic basketball, and obviously to get a tournament book for $83. Economically, that's a pretty good deal.
And buy it here, if you would, please. There are no handling charges, I understand, from Marco's interview the other day.
Right, that's exactly right. And, you know, obviously it's going to, buying your tickets here not only benefits Middle Tennessee, but also puts you with other Middle Tennessee fans. Lord only knows you wouldn't want to get stuck to anybody from Western Kentucky.
Oh, no, and you know, if you're skilled enough, you can even do it online and don't even have to leave your home. So, Kyle, thanks for doing double duty today.
Absolutely glad to do it, Dick.
Kyle Turnham, he'll be with Chip on the men's game, which will be 30 minutes following the conclusion of our game here. We'll take a break, back to check stats after this timeout from Elegant Sports on the Blue Raider Network. Raiders lead at halftime, 30-28.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider basketball fanatic?
You can't show up at the arena without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of the Blue Raiders apparel, gifts, gear, and more. They have one of the biggest lines of Nike MT gear around.
When you think Blue Raider athletics, think the Phillips Bookstore located in the Student Union Building. Shop online at mtsu.bkstr.com.
As you listen to your printer, remember, when you buy ink or toner cartridges from Cartridge World instead of an office superstore, you'll save money on every page you print and save the environment. Stop overpaying for ink and toner. Try 100% guaranteed cartridges from Cartridge World. Yeah, printing sounds better when you're saving money. Cartridge World, why pay more to print?
Located in the Oak Shopping Center in Murfreesboro and next to CC's Pizza on Grammar Lane in Smyrna.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Time to take a look at our first half stats brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. There are a few things in life you can depend on. Roscoe Brown is one of them. And quickly for Middle Tennessee, 13 of 32, 41%, 4 of 13 from three-point, no free throws in the first half. For Monroe, 12 of 30, 40%, 2 of 5 from 3, 2 of 2 at the line. 20 rebounds for Middle Tennessee, 17 for Monroe, but the Raiders had 12 costly turnovers in the first half. Monroe turned it over 10 times, and Middle Tennessee leading 30-28 as we start the second half of basketball here at the Murphy Center. Final home game of the season. Monroe will play it in to get us started here in the second half. It will be Warhawks possession. For the Raiders, Caroline Warden, Janae Brinkley, Courtney Jones, Iceland Eli, and Ebony Rowe, the same five who started in there to start the second half. With the basketball out front, Elexer Tugler. Tugler works into the lane, shoots over Eli and misses, and the rebound taken by Iceland Eli. That'll be her seventh rebound. Ebony Rowe held to only 2 points in the first half after scoring 15 in the first half down at Monroe a few weeks ago. Here's Caroline Warden out on the right wing. Screen from Rowe. Bounce pass coming in to Eli. And back out it comes to Warden. Raiders with the clock running down. Eli with the basketball. Courtney Jones for three. Got it from behind the arc. An MTMC three for Courtney Jones, fighting the shot clock, and it is 33-28. They'll try a three out of the corner, and that one's good by Elexer Tugler. That is her second three of the game, and we're right back to a two-point game, 33-31. Raiders in front court, Courtney Jones in the circle, feeds under to Rowe, fouled by Simmons, who picks up her second foul. And the Raiders are going to the free throw line for the first time in this game. Ebony Rowe will have two shots. Ebony had eight rebounds in the first half, but only one field goal and missed that first free throw. 18:47 to play. We have just started the second half, in case you're just joining our broadcast from the Murphy Center. Final home games of the season for the Middle Tennessee teams. Men's game to follow this. Second shot no good. And the rebound taken by Christina Gray for Monroe. Over to Elexer Tugler. Right side comes outside to Gray. Breaks left. Leaves the ball with Shaw, who'll drive the lane. Feeds down the baseline. Tugler shot no good. Rebound Caroline Warden. Works it ahead to Courtney Jones. Jones left corner, lost the dribble, tied it up, loose ball. Simmons comes out of there with it for Monroe. Now to Elexer Tugler. Shaw out on the left side. Feeds to Gray. Her shot is an air ball out of bounds, and the Raiders will have it with 18:07 to play and a 33-31 lead. Middle Tennessee just has not gotten untracked offensively in this ball game. Caroline Warden bounces left to Janae Brinkley. Across to Ebony Rowe. Lobs inside to Eli. Double teamed and fouled. This won't be a shooting foul. Gray commits the foul, her first. Second team foul. It'll go out of bounds to the Raiders under the basket, and Courtney Jones will play it in. Does to Ebony Rowe. Top of the key, foul line, right down the lane. Shoots and misses off the rim. Rebound taken by Monroe's Christina Gray. Now to Elexer Tugler. Holding out front to her twin sister, Alexa. Drives the baseline, charges, as it was Ebony Rowe taking the charge. Elexer Tugler with her first foul. Lakin Leonard for Janae Brinkley for Middle Tennessee. 17:34 remaining, and the Raiders still holding a two-point lead. Caroline Warden will work it into front court. Monroe packing that defense in and not letting the ball go inside. Ebony Rowe holding top of the key. Right side, Courtney Jones for three, in and out. Eli, offensive rebound, put back, no good. And loose ball picked up by Tugler. Elexer over to Elexer in the corner. Gray, and the ball knocked free by Warden. Loose on the floor. What do we got? Caroline Warden is called for the foul, going after the loose ball. Her first. Monroe will inbound right in front of their bench. Across the way, it will be Jasmine Shaw to put it in play. And the ball knocked free by Caroline, but saved by Tugler, and she traveled. That's good defense by Caroline Warden. She'll come out in favor of Shanice Kaysen. 33-31. Here's Lake and Leonard to play it into Kaysen. As the Raiders need to go to work offensively. In the circle. Courtney Jones to Lake and Leonard. Skip pass goes to Ebony Rowe. Double team. Foul as she hits the deck. They put her on the floor, and that will put her at the free throw line. Foul on 32, Gray, her second. Two shots for Ebony Rowe. Missed her first two attempts the last time they fouled her. Jay Shin will come in, replacing Alexer Tugler. So only one Tugler on the floor right now. Here's Ebony's free throw, and it was good. That's only the third point for Ebony Rowe. 34-31. And one more for the Lexington native, and that one rolls out, and the rebound taken by Simmons and given to Tugler. Tugler in front court, working out on the right side and guarded by Kaysen. Knocked free by Eli. Tugler gets it back. Still on the dribble, top of the key, coming left, little give and go, and a basket by Jasmine Shaw. Well-designed play to make it 34-33, and the Raiders' lead cut to one. Courtney Jones out front to Kaysen. Kaysen, right wing to Lake and Leonard. Cross court to Eli. Fakes the pass to the post, drives in the lane, and a charge will be called on Iceland. It'll be her second foul, second team foul, and Monroe has the basketball. 16:06 to play. 34-33. Middle Tennessee. A one-point lead as Tugler brings it down. Tugler works right on the dribble. Back to Gray. Left wing to Jasmine Shaw. Shaw across to Tugler. Courtney Jones misses a steal. Tugler drives with a layup and scores. And Monroe takes the lead. 35-34. First lead they've had since they were up 2-0 early. Three out of the corner, Courtney Jones, and that's an MTMC three, and the Monroe lead doesn't last that long. 37-35, Middle Tennessee. That's four from long distance for Courtney today. Here's Tugler working on the dribble, backs it in the lane, whips it underneath to Simmons, and Simmons is fouled. Maybe on Ebony. Ebony Rowe's second foul, third team foul. That brings us to the first media timeout of the second half. 15-14 to play in the game with timeout on the floor. It's Middle Tennessee 37, Louisiana Monroe 35. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Welcome back. Second half of our game brought to you in part by The Boulevard. Go by The Boulevard for great lunch and dinner specials located at the corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. The Boulevard is a Blue Raider fan's home away from home. Plenty of big screen TVs featuring all the games you want to see. Free throw line is Simmons, and the first shot is good. Fouled by Ebony Rowe before that media timeout. That'll make it a one-point game. 37-36. And the second one will be off, and the Raiders with the ball in front court. Here's Courtney Jones going top of the key. Caroline Warden open from three, lets it go. No good. Got her own rebound. Follows it up there. Good. Caroline Warden picked up her own missed shot, and it's 39-36. Raiders by three. Ball inside. Driving left. No good. Rebound taken there by Gray, but she lost it out of bounds. Raiders will have the basketball. All of these possessions extremely important. The Raiders have turned the ball over 14 times in the game. Hunter, the 6'1 freshman, comes in for Christina Gray. Raiders bring it down, leading by three. Caroline Warden in front court to Courtney Jones. Jones top of the key in the circle. Back on the left wing to Lakin Leonard for three. That one's no good. And the rebound taken by Shaw. Shaw works in the front court. Long pass right side to Shin. Breaks down the baseline. Whips the pass to Hunter. Stolen by Lakin Leonard. Leonard cut in front. Took it away. Back to Warden. Caroline comes top of the key to Courtney Jones on the left wing. Jones puts it on the floor, starts to drive, feeds in the right corner. Lakin Leonard for three. That one's good. Lakin Leonard out of the corner with an MTMC three, and it's 42-36, and the Raiders have their largest lead of the second half. Here's Shaw, top of the key. Tugler, that's Alexer, who's back in. Under with a layup, she'll score. 10 points for Tugler to lead Monroe. It's 42-38. Caroline Warden in front court for the Raiders. Going to work to Courtney Jones, right wing. Breaks top of the key, coming back to Warden. Caroline looking inside, out front to Ebony Rowe. Right side, Courtney for three. Got another one. Courtney Jones, her fifth MTMC three, and it's 45-38. And the Raiders have their largest lead of the second half. 13 minutes to play. Middle Tennessee by seven. Shaw comes right, changes directions, goes back to Simmons. Holding out front, back to Shaw, got away with a travel. Drives through to the baseline, misses. Eli got a partial block. Ball picked off by Caroline Warden, coming all the way. Pull up 12-footer, good! Caroline with a career high today, 12 points, and the Raiders lead 47-38. There is a timeout. We'll take it here with 12:40 to play. Timeout on the floor. Middle Tennessee 47, Louisiana Monroe 38. From Elgin Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit. Anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Basket by Caroline Warden just put Middle Tennessee to its largest lead of the game, 9 points. Here's Taylor with the basketball. She came in at the timeout. Works it over to Shaw on the right side, out to Simmons. Simmons skip pass inside, knocked free by Ebony Rowe, picked up by Courtney Jones. Raiders bring it down. Courtney to Caroline Warden. Three in the air. It's short. Rebound underneath. And Ebony had it. Couldn't find the handle. And it goes out of bounds to Monroe. With a little over 12 minutes to play, the Raiders have opened up a 9-point lead. But this Monroe team won't quit. They got down by 18 at Western and cut it to two at the end. There's a three-pointer missed. Rebound tipped around, taken by Simmons. And loose ball. Ebony Rowe comes up with it. Down to Courtney Jones. Jones on the right side, whips it in the corner. Lakin Leonard for three. Off the rim. It skimmed over the rim and out of bounds. And touch last by Monroe, I think. We've got a media timeout now with 11:43 to play. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 47 and Louisiana Monroe 38. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality light model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One Owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and city certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of city certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality light model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Mr. B's Express Car Wash supports Blue Raider Athletics and invites you to their location at the corner of Clark and Memorial for absolutely the best car wash in town. Join the Unlimited Car Wash Club. You can get as many washes as you want each month. Remember, the vacuums are always free at Mr. B's. Raiders will have the ball under the basket, leading by nine. 11:43 to play. Ball coming in play to Iceland Eli and out to Caroline Warden. Right side, Courtney Jones for three. Got another one. Courtney, who got off to a very slow start today, has now hit six MTMC threes, and it is 50-38, and the Raiders shoot out by 12. Right side, Taylor. Taylor comes right, puts up a jumper there, no good. Rebound, Eli on the boards. Comes off to Courtney Jones. Cross court, Lakin Leonard, out to Caroline Warden. Warden backs it up. Gonna bounce it to Courtney Jones. Courtney out between the circles, back to Lakin Leonard. Skip pass down low, Ebony Rowe, shot no good. Rebound, Simmons for Monroe. Simmons to Taylor. Taylor on the right side to Shaw, who'll try to drive it in the lane. Feeds over on the left side to Tugler. Pull-up jumper is good by Alexa Tugler. She did not score against the Raiders in Monroe. She's got 12 and leading them today. It is 50-40. Raiders by 10. Here's Courtney Jones out in the middle. Right side, Lakin Leonard. Comes on top to Ebony Rowe. Back to Courtney, three in the air, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Iceland Eli, fouled as she tried to follow that shot in. She'll go to the line. Hunter commits the foul, her second. Fifth team foul here in the second half. And Iceland Eli, who led the Raiders in the first half with 10 points, looking for her first points of the second half. She already has a double-double today, and the free throw is good. She now has 11 points to go along with 11 rebounds. Simmons out, and Taylor is out. Gray back in along with Hunter. 51-40. One more for Iceland. Good. 52-40. Middle Tennessee matching its biggest lead. And a whistle down the floor, and we've got a foul on Monroe. Offensive foul on Hunter. That'll be her third and the sixth team foul. So the Raiders would go to the 1-1 on the next Monroe foul. 10-16 left. Hunter coming out, and Holly is in to replace her. They didn't lose anything there in size. Holly's 6'2", Hunter is 6'1". Here's Courtney Jones, Shanice Kaysen, who just checked back in. Top of the key, bounce pass to Courtney. Gets the ball inside to Ebony Rowe, kicks it out to Shanice. Back to Courtney for a long three that's good. Courtney Jones makes it 55-40. Another MTMC three for Courtney. That is seven in the game. Here's Tugler working out front. 55-40. Tugler on the post to Holly. Back to Alexer Tugler. Now to Alexer. Now back to Alexer. And now to Holly for a turnaround that's no good. And the rebound taken by Lake and Leonard. Long pass ahead to Courtney Jones on the left side. She's had the hot hand here in the second half. Five of her three-pointers have come after intermission. Over to Kaysen, top of the key. Kaysen backs it up, back to Courtney Jones. Courtney starts to drive, fouled, and she's going to get free throws. Alexer Tugler with the foul, her second, and a 1-1 coming for Courtney Jones. A 76% free throw shooter on the year with 9:09 to play. We've got Mackenzie Sells checking in for Lake and Leonard. Mackenzie, a 5'10 freshman. She's out of Livingston, Tennessee. Has seen very little playing time this year, but she's in there right now, and the free throw is good by Courtney Jones, who has 24 points today to lead the Raiders. 56-40. Also checking in, Kiki Stewart for Iceland Eli. Second shot by Courtney. Good. Hit them both. Just took Courtney a little while to get on track today. 57-40. Once she did, it was lights out. Raiders lead by 17. There's a double team on Tugler under the basket. And finally, what do we have? A whistle. And a timeout taken by Monroe with 8:55. We'll keep it here on this one. And remind you that today's broadcast is powered by Purity Chocolate Milk. Refuel after your workouts like the Raiders do with Purity Chocolate Milk. Congratulations to Coach Jim McGuire and the Blue Raider baseball team. They pulled out a 2-1 win over Auburn in the first game of the Auburn tournament. That was postponed from yesterday. And they'll play again at 6 this evening against Indiana State. And again tomorrow, I believe that time tomorrow is 10 a.m. against the College of Charleston. You'll be able to hear Blue Raider baseball with my partner Dwayne Hickey this evening and again tomorrow on WMTS 88.3. Ball coming into Shaw, to Gray, to Tugler for a pull-up jumper that's no good. That was Alexer, and then Alexer got the rebound and was fouled. The foul on Mackenzie Sells. Fourth team foul on the Raiders. Going to the line, Alexer Tugler. Free throw is no good. She'll get one more. The Tugler twins are from Monroe and went to Carroll High School in that city and decided to stay at home to play their college basketball. Second shot good by Alexer. 57-41. Raiders by 16. Kaysen in backcourt. Over to Courtney Jones. And Monroe goes into a flex press to Kiki Stewart. Has the ball knocked out of bounds. Raiders will play it in side front court over in front of the bench. Here's Courtney Jones to inbound to Kaysen. Shanice comes on a bounce pass to Jones, right side into McKenzie Sells in the corner, out to Kiki Stewart for three. That's no good. Rebound Ebony Rowe, triple team, back to Courtney. She'll fire from three, no good. Taken off by Gray, and Gray will give it to Tugler. Over in the left corner to Shaw and out to Gray, who travels. 8:08 to play, 57-41, Middle Tennessee by 16. Courtney Jones will inbound to Kaysen. Shanice coming back to Courtney. Back to Shanice Kaysen. Right corner, McKenzie Sells. One dribble and back to Courtney Jones. Over to Kaysen. Fakes the pass, goes in the corner to Kiki Stewart. Back to Shanice. Back to Kiki. The ball deflected and then picked up by Kaysen. In the corner, McKenzie Sells for three. Got it! That's a three for McKenzie Sells. I think that's her first. 60-41, and the Raiders lead by 19. And we've got a media timeout. While that timeout's going on, I'll check the record book. Timeout on the floor, 7:35 to play, and the Raiders lead 60-41. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Whatever shape of diamond your girlfriend's been dreaming of, we've got you covered. Shane Company has thousands of round and fancy-shaped diamonds to choose from, such as Princess Cut, Marquise, Emerald, Radiant, Oval, and Pear-shaped diamonds. Shane Company's fancy-shaped diamonds are also individually hand-selected by us at the Diamond Cutters. This ensures that each is perfectly proportioned and sparkles with exceptional fire and brilliance. Most jewelers don't even carry fancy-shaped diamonds, and the few that do ask premium prices for them. We have both fancy shapes and low direct diamond importer prices. So get the value of a lifetime on the diamond of her dreams, only at Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, at I-65 off Cool Springs Boulevard West. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Fit your education around your life with courses from MTSU Online. Find out more about the online learning opportunities at MTSU Online. A world of possibilities. McKenzie Sells hit two three-pointers at Lafayette back on the 24th of November. So that one a moment ago was her third of the season. And the Raiders have 11 three-point baskets in the game. MTMC three-pointers. Here's Alexa Tugler in the corner to Alexa. She misses a three, and the rebound taken by Shaw. Comes outside to Simmons. Simmons to Tugler. Jumping in the lane, good. Alexa Tugler now with 15 to lead the Warhawks. 60-43. Raiders bring it down with 7 minutes to play in this final home game. Over to Courtney Jones. Long pass, McKenzie Sells in the left corner. Back out to Kaysen. Kaysen out between the circles, gives to Courtney Jones. Jones looking in the lane. Now to Ebony Rowe. Right side, McKenzie Sells. Puts a jumper up, and it's blocked by, who is that, Shaw. It goes out of bounds, but only 1 second to shoot. Eli will come in, and they'll probably throw it right to her in the lane. That's an out-of-bounds play we've used before. Courtney Jones will play it in. 1 second on the shot clock. In it comes to Eli. Puts it up. No good. But a foul. Did Monroe bail us out there? They did. Foul on number 20, Simmons, her third, and with only 1 second on the clock, Eli was fouled on the shot. First up two is no good. That's a big bailout, but got to cash him in at the free throw line. With 6:35 to play, second shot is good. Iceland with 13 points, matching her uniform number, and it is 61-43. Monroe in front court. Shaw comes across. The ball deflected by Ebony Rowe. Holly is in there now for the Warhawks to Alexer Tugler. Simmons in the corner, breaks down the baseline. Opposite corner to Shaw. Feeds under to Simmons. Misses, and Kaysen with a rebound behind the back twice to shake off the defender, drawing some plaudits from the crowd. And a three in the air, no good by Courtney Jones. Offensive rebound, Lakin Leonard. Ball went out of bounds off Monroe with 5:58 to play. It'll be the Raiders ball in front court. Now Simmons is being directed to the bench. They have some blood. And the trainer will do a little work on her. Middle Tennessee coaching staff includes Kim Bruton, Alex Fuller. Mariska Harris had the scouting report today on Monroe. Director of operations is Dustin Edwards. Strength and conditioning, Matt Riley. Our trainer is Michelle Mallett, who's been busy herself a lot lately. And Russell Luna is the media rep. Into Eli, she'll be charged with a charge, which the crowd does not agree with, nor do I, nor does Coach Ensel. So that'll be her third foul. Monroe will bring it down. 5:52 to play. Here's Tugler. That's Alexer under the basket. The ball loose, picked up by Courtney Jones. Jones pushes the dribble into front court. Ahead to Eli. Open for a layup. She'll score. 63-43, and the lead balloons to 20. With 5.5 to play. Under the basket, here's Holly, and she will score to make it 63-45. Raiders in front court. Courtney all the way for a layup, fouled by Holly. And she'll go to the line as Tyler Holly, a 6'2 sophomore who's out of Fort Worth, Texas, picks up her first foul. Courtney Jones at the line out of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, third all-time in assists for Middle Tennessee, along with the three-point shooting and the scoring. She also sets up her teammates for a lot of baskets and leads in assists this season. First free throw good, one more. Second shot is also good. 27 for Courtney today, and it's 65-45. Raiders back to a 20-point lead. Outside, Shaw comes around a screen from Gray. Backs it up. Gives it back to Gray. Gray comes back to Tugler and a whistle. What do we got here? They've got Kiki Stewart on a foul. Serve first. Sixth team foul. I'm sorry, that's the seventh team foul. Simmons at the line will shoot 1-1. Simmons averaging just under 12 points a game, has scored only 4 today, and now 5, and 4 of those 5 have been at the free throw line. 65-46. junior Ashley Simmons with her second shot. It's also good. 65-47. Raiders bring it down. 5 minutes to play. Ebony Rowe, right side. A little give and go to Kiki Stewart, but Shaw spoiled that by cutting in front of Kiki for an interception. Shaw feeds it down low. And now they throw the ball outside. It's going to go into back court. No whistle. Picked up by Simmons. Shaw comes back to Tugler for a three that's no good. In the corner, Simmons back to Gray. Her 18-footer is good.
Christina Gray
65-49 as the Raiders bring it down. Caroline Warden back in there at point guard, over to Courtney Jones, to Lakin Leonard. Lakin comes out front to Ebony Rowe. Caroline Warden in the corner, open for a shot. It's good. Out of the corner for three. Caroline with a season high 15 points, 68-49. Driving through, shot missed by Tugler. Rebound Lakin Leonard to Caroline Warden. All the way to Courtney Jones on the wing. Across, Kiki for three. That one's no good. And the rebound taken off by Christina Gray. Gray to Tugler. Into front court. Drives the lane. Got all the way with a left hand. It spun and spun and finally fell in. Gray makes it 68-51. In front court, this is Courtney Jones. Eli and Brinkley waiting to come in for the Raiders. Over to Lakin Leonard. Down to the baseline. Backs up. Comes back to Caroline Warden. Screen from Kiki Stewart. Caroline works to the right side. Gets it in the corner to Courtney Jones. Fakes. Jumps from 18. Rims out. And the rebound taken by Kiki Stewart. Out to Courtney. Courtney comes back out front. Fresh shot clock. She'll take it out between the circles. Beats to Caroline Warden. Goes to the foul circle inside. In the corner, Courtney Jones for three. Got it. Courtney Jones, 8 3-pointers today, and it's 71-51. Courtney's got 30 points. Her career high is 32. Here's Tugler. Tugler comes around a screen, stops, bounces it back. Three-pointer in the air by Gray is no good. Rebound taken by Ebony Rowe to Courtney Jones. Courtney into the front court. Backs it up on the dribble. Going to feed it on the left side to Caroline Warden. Circles back to the free throw line in the lane, and a foul on the Warhawks. Foul is on 21, Elixir Tugler. We've got the under four media timeout with 2:01 to play. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 71 and Monroe 51. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
WGNS, AM-FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
2:01 to play. The Raiders have outscored the Warhawks 41-23 here in the second half of the game. After leading by only 2 points at halftime, 30-28. Caroline Warden at the free throw line. She's already established a career high today. First free throw is good. She has 16 points. Previous high was 8. Second shot is up and missed that one. 72-51. Raiders' largest lead of the game. Number 55, Jenna Lee, has checked in for Monroe, along with 15, Ashley Oney. Ball on the left wing to Shaw. Starts left, comes back to Alexer Tugler. Going to pull up from 18 and miss. And Iceland Eli checked back in at that timeout for the Raiders. Had the rebound, but it got away from her, went out of bounds. Caroline Warden out. Courtney Jones coming out. And Iceland Eli is out. Courtney's tied a team record with 9 3-pointers today. Ties an MTSU record. Here's Simmons out on the wing. Simmons back to Oney. And out to Alexer Tugler. Drives, shot blocked and taken away by Kiki Stewart. Over to Kaysen with a minute 14 to play. Long on the right side, Brinkley puts up an 18-footer and scores. Janae with her second basket. 74-51, Raiders lead. Approaching the one-minute mark. Ball knocked out of bounds by Kaysen. J.J. back in for Ebony Rowe, who will lead today with only 3 points, but double figures in rebounds with 10. Out front with the basketball as Shaw puts up a three, no good. Rebound to McKenzie Sells. Off to Kaysen, 45 seconds left. Kaysen works it out front to Brinkley on the right wing. Janae takes it into J.J., moves under the basket, reverse layup, no good. And the rebound, and J.J. hit the floor hard. Rebound to Monroe. J.J. is still down under the goal. And shot no good. Rebound good by Lee. And now they will take the timeout as Janice Johnson hit the floor hard and stayed on the floor after the Warhawks went down. 74-53. I think the rule is if the team with the basketball has a player go down, they will call an immediate halt of play. But if the team without the basketball, if a player goes down, they have to wait for a change of possession, which is what happened. And Lauren March will check in for J.J., who seems to be the left leg or left knee that's the problem. 17 seconds left, 74-53. Raiders will bring it down with just 17 seconds to play, and will not bring it down. Kaysen's just going to stand in the backcourt and let the time run off. That will make the final score today. Reed, Middle Tennessee, 74, and Louisiana Monroe, 53. And the Raiders pick up their 20th win today, and that will make 9 consecutive seasons for 20 or more wins for Middle Tennessee. 74-53. Stay with us for the First Tennessee postgame show coming your way next from Nelligan Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
The Boulevard has over 25 HD TVs, 30 beers on tap, all the sports packages, great pizzas, wings, burgers, sandwiches, all to satisfy your hunger. Happy hour from 11 to 7 with $2 domestic beers and $2 liquor drinks, as well as their new Bushwhacker frozen cocktail. The Boulevard is now the official home for all Blue Raider football road game listening and viewing parties. On the road, game days, don't forget to come over and experience the Blue Raiders at their new home away from home, the Boulevard, corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal.
to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality light model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality light model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealer shop.
In today's economy, we all have a responsibility, as we should, to help others, especially those who have had life-altering experiences in these trying times. We here at Tire World have this foremost in our minds. We have met with all of our suppliers, and thanks to their response, we should have the ability to supply tires for every budget. Tire World in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne, repairing cars and caring about people.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer. Find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
WGNS, your Blue Raider.